Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about my, what is it called? Time Tread watch. And it measures your blood pressure. And every single time I measure it, it's the exact same. So I know it's not working.
Okay, can you provide me with your zip code, please?
Sure, it's 68137.
Okay, can you provide me with your first and last name, please?
It's Jeannie Bruner.
You said it's Jeannie what?
Bruner.
All right, Ms. Bruner.
B-R-U.
Okay, for security purposes, can you provide me with your address?
6805 South 137th Court, Apartment 322, Omaha, Nebraska, 68137.
All right, bear with me one moment, Ms. Bruner. Thank you so much for that. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, so you're saying that the watch is malfunctioning, Ms. Barna?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so let me ask you.
I just got it.
You just got it?
And it, yes, uh-huh. And it, every single time I check my blood pressure, like I said, it's the exact same amount.
Have you tried to check someone else's blood pressure, like put it on their wrist and try to check theirs?
No.
Okay, is there any way that you can do that to try?
My cant doesn't fit it, so.
I'm sorry?
I just live with my cant. It's the only one I live with, so that wouldn't work, so. And I don't see what difference it would make since it's me that needs to keep track of my blood pressure.
Because your blood pressure, I'm asking because it may be giving you the same reading. Because that's what it is at that time, Ms. Barnard. What we can definitely do is have you ship that watch back in and we can send you out another one.
Why can't I just return and get my money back?
Okay, so if you return it, there is a restock fee for it. However, if you were to exchange it out, yes, ma'am. If you were to exchange it out, then you wouldn't have to pay that restock fee. Now you would have to pay for the shipping and handling, but of course I wouldn't want you to pay shipping and handling to send it back, and then the restock fee to for that product when we can just exchange it out to make sure that you have a watch that works.
Okay, is it, tell me, do you know if it's very reliable, generally? I mean, usually.
Yes, generally.
Measuring your blood pressure?
Yes, ma'am, generally.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I apologize. Generally, that watch is compared to like the Fitbit or the Apple Watch. So we have we don't we it's very rare that we have malfunctioning issues with it. Of course, but it is technology, so there is always that possibility that it will malfunction. And again, Ms. Byrne, I'm definitely willing to get you another one sent out so that we can, make sure that you're able to monitor that blood pressure, as well as your steps. I mean, the watch that you have is the number one seller in our company.
I see. Shoot. Yeah, 'cause I ordered a different watch and that didn't measure your blood pressure. So now I have two blood watches that don't measure my blood pressure. And I've been to the doctor and to the emergency room and one time, when I first get there, it'll measure it at a higher level. And then after I've been there for a little bit and it measures at a lower level. After I've, calmed down from having to go to the emergency room. So it's really important that I keep track of my blood pressure because my doctor, I went to a specialist and they took me off one of my blood pressure medicines. And she said, so buy a thing that measures your blood pressure. So. So, tell me this: if I return it and get a new one, then how does that work? I have to pay for charge for return it,
Okay,
right?
so the only thing you'll be charged for if you return it is the shipping and handling, but you wouldn't have to pay for the new watch. You wouldn't have to pay the restock fee. But if you send it back, you'll be paying the restock fee and plus the shipping and handling to send it back.
Okay. All
Yes,
right.
I'm kind of trying to save you some money here, as well as make sure that
I
you can get
know.
that product that works.
Shoot. Okay. I'll tell you what. Why don't you just give me the information for mailing it back, and I'll text you guys about what I decide to do, whether I decide to just return it or because if I get another one, then I'll have to. Return and it doesn't work, and I'll have to return it and get both those charges. So
Okay,
it's
now if
stuck.
we were to send you out another one and it's malfunctioning, I'm sure that we wouldn't charge you if you had to return that one. But I can definitely provide you with that information as well as go ahead and again send you out a replace get you a replacement prepared for shipment.
Okay, just a moment. I'm sorry, I don't have a pen, so I'll have to. I think I might have your address. I'm not sure. I'll have to call back for that. But
Okay, so do you,
if you
okay, because I would have to give you the RMA, and that's the return mail address, or it'll be the stamp, like the confirmation
okay,
for you
let me
to
check the
return
other
it.
room.
Okay.
I just found one. Okay. All right. Let's see. Okay, go ahead. What was it you need to give me?
Okay, bear with me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm gonna provide you with the RMA, and that's what you'll place on the package when you get ready to send it back, okay? And I also put in for you to get a replacement, okay?
Okay.
All right, so that RMA is gonna be 172901, F as in Frank, 1, C as in Charlie, 870.
Okay, got it. Okay, and would I have the return information? I just rearranged all my stuff, so I'm trying to go through it and find it because I had stuff written down. Let's see.
Okay. I could provide you with the return. Information. Give me just a second, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. Sarah, you have the feet watch. Okay, so it's going to be 105, Sarah, and it's Serra, way, the number sign, so it's number sign 264, Milpitas, California, and it's Milpitas, California, 95035.
Right, hold on. I'm up to Mel. Could you repeat? Has it been
M-I-L? M-I-L-P-I-T-A-S.
Okay. And where was it? What state?
California.
Okay, California. And zip code?
395035.
I'm sorry, 39 what?
95035.
Okay, I think I'm just going to go ahead and return this one and not get another one. So, I'll just have to pay for this return fee and the restocking fee then. So, but you know, it seemed like a really great watch except for that one part. I did like it, but since it's not working out for me, I just don't want to take another chance. So, but thank you for your information and have a good day. Bye bye.
All right, so you don't want to, so you wouldn't want to,
get a replacement. No, I don't.
Okay, give me just a second. Let me see what we can do for that, man. Trying to customer. Okay, so in order to return, you'll have to get the return merchant number, and that's what I provided you with, and include this number on the inside of the package. You'll need to you will have to pay for shipping upon the return. A refund will be issued minus 10% restock fee for the product. And you'll get that refund once we receive that product.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
So give me just a second. Let me go ahead and put in that you're going to return the product and you already got everything. Give me just a second. Let me see. Okay. Okay, bear with me one moment.
Okay.
I'm almost done, Ms. Barnard. Give me just a moment, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so I did go ahead and get the account canceled out, and once you return that product, we will be able to you will receive that refund, and it is going to be Okay, and before we do the return on this account, I can give you a 10%. I can refund back 10%, and you can keep the watch if you want.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's since I since I ordered the watch for especially for blood pressure, it's of no use to me, but I appreciate the offer.
Yes, ma'am. And I can also give you a 25% discount, I mean refund, if I can give you a 25% refund if you wanted to just keep the watch. And that way you wouldn't have to pay that shipping and handling, nor would you have to pay that restock fee.
All right. Well, we'll do that then. That's fine.
Mm. 25%. Okay, give me just a moment. Okay. So we're going to give you 25% $74.97. So that'll be $56.22.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, give me just a moment. No, wait. Let me.
Darn.
Let me look at that and make sure, because that sounds a little wrong. Huh? Mm-hmm. Okay, 25%. Oh, that's actually $18.74. I knew that wasn't right.
$18.74.
Mhm. So right, it's right at $20.
Hmm.
And of course, you are still able to keep that product as well.
All right. I guess I'll just go with that.
Okay.
I know it sounds really stupid, but I'll go with that, and maybe somebody I know will want to.
Yeah, especially by it being Christmas coming up.
Right.
Okay, give me just a moment. Okay, so we're going to refund you back. $18.75. Okay, so I did go ahead and do the refund, and you can keep the watch, okay?
Okay.
All right, Ms. Burner. Well, I definitely want to thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day, and happy holidays to you as well.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye for now.